time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
The Gospel for September 2nd, 22nd in Ordinary Time, comes from the 14th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel. When we hear a Gospel like the one today, we often find ourselves wondering whether Jesus really meant that we should turn our backs on our families, or was he exaggerating? This is a dilemma, especially for those who believe in the absolute literal interpretation of the Bible. Though even, like most fundamentalists, who preach family values, rather against the literal interpretation of this passage. The problem is the question does not understand the culture of which Jesus was a part, and the style of expression in which he spoke. Jesus was neither exaggerating nor speaking literally. Rather, he was engaging in poetic expressions to emphasize the kind of dedication he expected from those who follow him, then and now. St. Luke obviously thought this because in the present passages he combines many different sayings of Jesus, collected perhaps before St. Luke, around the theme of dedication. Christianity is not supposed to be easy. It's wonderful, it's great, it's terribly reassuring, it makes us happy, but it's hard work. Once upon a time, there was an eighth grader who was a great, great quarterback. Everybody said he'd be varsity in his sophomore year, he was so good. They said that when he graduated from high school, he might go to Notre Dame, where they specialize in ruining potentially great quarterbacks, and he'd start as a freshman. Well, the kid was really good, but he was also really lazy. Or maybe we should say he thought there were other and more important things to do with summer than weight training and practice the first week in August. And maybe he was right. He wanted to play football, you see, but he figured he was good enough that he could take summer off and still play. So he didn't show up in the first week in August, or any week in August. When school started, he finally wandered down to the football field and threw a few perfect passes. The team was enthused. Maybe he would be varsity as a freshman. But the coach saw him and chased him off the field. "You didn't come to summer practice," the coach said. "We don't want you now." Like I say, maybe the coach was wrong. Maybe there shouldn't be August practice. But if you don't want to work at something, no matter how good you are, you may be out of luck.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.